Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Whitmore Fire Consultants were retained by the League of Minnesota Cities to investigate the fire in the Northfield Wastewater Treatment Biosolids building in May, the second incident of three at the plant in the last 6 months and the most expensive at over $5 million. Public Works Director Dave Bennett told council that the built-up sludge from the pretreatment building is sent to the biosolids building, where the liquid is further squeezed out of it and it's blended and stabilized using quicklime and goes through a pasteurization vessel that heats it and is the place the fire originated. The process was shut down at 3:45 p.m. It's a 1 to 3 hour process to shut down the pasteurization vessel, cooling it off. About 9:26 p.m., he said, there was a phone line failure.
Between our SCADA system and our building, so that continued. It just kept failing and failing. We had file sale, just all communication failures. Really believe these are alarms. Are the fire is going on. We're having melting going on, and the lines are starting to fail.
Before midnight, the fire department gave the all clear. The state fire marshal did not look into the fire. Bennett said the insurance investigator ruled out electrical or mechanical problems, but...
And really the only thing that they really could not rule out is that the product somehow caught the fire and started the fire at the end of that pasteurization vessel.
Mardig said yesterday morning, without saying for sure that's what it is, that's the most logical. Bennett added there was no negligence. However, citizen Don McGee, an engineer for 50 years and founder and owner of a process heating equipment company, saw the report and said,
The Whitmore report I find very lacking. You know, League of Minnesota Cities is happy with it. Fine. They can send the check. But it does not address a lot of the issues that I would think somebody doing a fault analysis would do.
Adding,
I have problems with it. Well, the mechanical's fine, so that's fine. Electrical's fine, that's fine, so it must be the quicklime. I checked quicklime, and I can't find any instance in literature of it getting any hotter than creating steam. So how that started the fire, I'm not convinced. I would be convinced that something went wrong with controls that didn't do what they were programmed to do, or there was an interface problem where the confusion over it should have been a manual control, or manual should have taken over for the machine, and the machine should have taken over for manual.
An independent operational audit is on council's radar, including policies. They'll also be looking into actual fire alarms. The city is currently contracting to haul the sludge out, but due to the volume, they've ordered temporary mobile process equipment to use until all repairs are completed, which could be 8 to 12 months. Bennett says replacement costs are almost $4.5 million, which he expects the insurance company to pay. Jaguar Communications customers are back online. A representative confirmed the fiber line that was cut accidentally during the County Road 1 construction project yesterday was restored by 11 o'clock last night. It temporarily shut down all city communications except emergency dispatch, which comes from elsewhere. And proceeds from Carleton College's 18th annual Lighten Up Garage Sale raised $36,000 for area nonprofits. Yesterday, Carleton presented checks in the amount of $12,000 each to representatives of the Northfield Union of Youth, Project Friendship, and Northfield Area Special Olympics. The event was held June 22nd and 23rd for the first time in Laird Stadium. Volunteers dedicated over 400 hours to prepare for the sale. Carleton staff and community volunteers transformed the area into a showroom full of goods donated by students at the end of the academic year, sorting through the 46,000 pounds of materials collected, not including furniture or bicycles. I have the full press release and pictures on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.